Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about the 2018 Progress Report on the county's Health Improvement Plan. This is part two of a two-part interview.
For the Community Health Improvement Plan, is this something that has been, you know, going on for a long time, you know, before 2015 or?
Yes. So we are required to do a community health needs assessment every 5 years from the Iowa Department of Public Health. And it's a good opportunity to look and see what the gaps are, to look and see, you know, where the opportunities are, where some of the threats are. It's also, I think, really important for the community to understand that it is a community health needs assessment. And so it's also, we need the community's help to improve the community's health. You know, this, it's a lot of heavy lifting. And so the more engagement that we have with the community, the more buy-in, the more volunteers, the more work we can achieve by 2020.
And you mentioned the coalitions are made up of stakeholders from around the county, throughout the county. Mm-hmm. You're not in this coalition, but you are interested in getting involved. Are there ways for residents to
Absolutely. Volunteer? Absolutely. If there are people who are interested in participating in either the Mental Health Coalition or the Wellness Coalition, they can contact either myself or Lynn Fisher at the Health Department. There are different levels of involvement. If you would like to volunteer for an event that we're helping with, you know, we can put you on a list. If you want to come and be actively engaged, we would welcome that as well. You know, we are at all different levels of engagement depending on the topic of conversation.
Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health, they put out a summary recently stating some of the counties and the state's progress on their individual plans, including Washington County's. And what was it that Washington County has achieved so far that was mentioned in that report?
Well, I think really what we talked about most in that plan was how plans change. I mean, really how you go into a coalition with maybe one idea in mind, but then as new opportunities arrive, sometimes you have to deviate. And that's what happens when you work in coalitions. And it's one of really the great benefits of working in a coalition. So ultimately, our work changes as we get the group together. You know, we figure out everybody has a different perspective. And so what we initially think we're going to work on isn't always what happens. And we saw a lot of that with our report, how, you know, we're still working on some of those things, but it's not our immediate first priority because other things have risen to the top.
How would you say Washington County's needs assessment fits in with the rest of the state and kind of overall with public health and its priorities with health improvement?
Well, when we first did the community health needs assessment, the state put out a document basically showing like an infographic of what were the top priorities for the state of Iowa at that time. And truly, a lot of the same areas rose to the top. You know, of course, it was mental health because that was when the mental health facilities were closed in 2015. Obesity is always a priority because 70% of the nation is obese. So that's always a priority. Substance abuse wasn't a priority here in Washington County. It was definitely talked about, but that rose to the top. Those really come to the top because those are hot topic issues that hit a lot of Iowans, that impact a lot of Iowans. And so a lot of communities are looking at those as priorities. And, you know, we talk a lot about this in the public health sector about how can we move the needle as a state on a lot of these issues? And, you know, how can we take what we're doing at the local level and share it with our partners so that we're not recreating the wheel?
What are your final thoughts on the Community Health Improvement Plan for Washington County?
So I guess I would say I'm really pleased with where we are right now. We're really gaining traction in both of our coalitions and making efforts, you know, that I think are going to benefit our community a great deal. And I guess as I would say what I look at for 2020, I see a lot of the same issues to rise to the surface because these are the things that have been issues, you know, for the last decade, for the last 20 years, for the last generation. So I think that there are issues that are complicated. They're hard to solve. They take a lot of resources and capacity. And, you know, it's going to be an ongoing fight. But I'm really happy with where we are right now and the progress that we're making.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about the 2018 Progress Report on the County's Health Improvement Plan. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.